Today is Wednesday, May 1st, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and the Morning Announcements is your daily five-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. This episode is brought to you by Built. It's time to turn your rent game around with Built Rewards. Built is the first rewards program that hooks you up with points on your rent. You pay your rent every month through the Built Rewards app and watch the Built points roll in. You can then put points towards flights, hotels, fitness classes, or even towards a future rent payment. Earn points on paying rent right now when you go to joinbuilt.com/morning. Just as ceasefire and hostage negotiations are finally gaining momentum and whispers of the ICC issuing potential arrest warrants are traveling the grapevine, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that he still intends to invade Rafah. He says that the military will do this regardless of a truce, saying, quote, "The idea that we will stop the war before achieving all of our goals is out of the question. We will enter Rafah and we will eliminate Hamas battalions there, with or without a deal, to achieve total victory." I'm sure that will bode well for any negotiations. On the home front, Colombia pro-Palestine protesters forcibly took over an administration building yesterday and vowed to remain there, despite being threatened with expulsion if they refused to leave. The students insist that they will remain inside Hamilton Hall until the school agrees to their demands of divestment, financial transparency, and amnesty for the protesters. There has also been an increased police presence on campus since yesterday, with the NYPD entering last night. And officials said that the individuals who continue to occupy the building will be charged with third-degree burglary and criminal mischief and trespassing. New York City Mayor Eric Adams also made a statement yesterday where he claimed that the Columbia protests had been, quote, "co-opted by professional outside agitators," but he did not offer evidence to back up the assertion. Columbia is not the only campus with a building occupation. Across the country, 25 people were arrested at California State Polytechnic University Humboldt after protesters occupied two buildings. Officials there estimate the damage to the campus could exceed $1 million. Oh no, how will they afford it? As occupied buildings have become something of a campus trend, in a more productive example of campus protests, Brown University announced yesterday that it has agreed to meet with five student leaders and would consider divesting from Israeli funds this year. They say they will hold a vote on divestment in October. Beth Serena Vanderwoodson wishes she kept it as her first choice. Yesterday was day 9 of Defendant Donald's criminal trial, and the day began with a hearing regarding Donald's violation of his gag order. Judge Juan Marchand held him in criminal contempt of court for repeatedly violating the gag order by coming after jurors and court officers on Truth Social. He has since deleted these posts in question after being fined $9,000. That's $1,000 for each of his 9 violations. Judge Marchand also warned him that he could be put in jail if he willfully violates court orders again. He wouldn't dare. The rest of the day was filled with testimony from prosecution witnesses, starting with a man named Keith Davidson, who formerly served as attorney for Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal and testified about negotiating prices for stories on their behalf to keep them out of the National Enquirer. Davidson personally dealt with Michael Cohen, who brokered the deal and paid $130,000 out of his own money to Stormy Daniels in order to prevent the story of her affair with Donald from coming out days before the 2016 election. There were also texts between Davidson and the editor-in-chief of the National Enquirer, where Davidson said, quote, "I have a blockbuster Trump story." The second witness to take the stand yesterday corroborated Davidson's account of the agreement that he brokered between Stormy and the Enquirer. The witness was one of Michael Cohen's bankers, Gary Farrow, and he spoke about how quickly he moved in the weeks prior to the 2016 election to secure a payment for Stormy Daniels to bury the story of her affair with Donald. Farrow described how Cohen created an LLC on October 26, 2016, and then the next day funded it with $130,000 from his own home equity loan, and then immediately wired it to Keith Davidson for Stormy. Farrow testified that Cohen had said at the time that the wire was related to a real estate transaction. By that standard, maybe that's what the student protesters should call their occupation of academic buildings. Speaking of Donald, he gave an interview to Time magazine in which he revealed his plans for a potential second term. Some of the highlights include terminating the Constitution, investigating his political adversaries, shooting shoplifters, bombing Mexico, electrifying the wall, ending birthright citizenship, reinstating and expanding the Muslim ban, gutting the EPA, reviving the Comstock Act, withdrawing from NATO, and imposing a 10% tariff on all foreign goods, instituting a national ban on transgender healthcare, and the cherry on top, government monitoring of pregnant women. Which brings us to our final story, where your other choice for president in November is reportedly planning to announce that the administration will be easing federal restrictions on cannabis by reclassifying marijuana for the first time in half a century. The DEA is expected to approve a new recommendation by the Department of Health and Human Services that would move marijuana from a Schedule 1 drug, which is the most strict with drugs like heroin, meth, and LSD, to be a Schedule 3 drug, along with things like steroids, testosterone, and Tylenol with codeine. The reclassification will not only create tax benefits for cannabis businesses in states where marijuana is legal, it will allow the U.S. government to research the effects and benefits of cannabis for the first time. It will still take several months before the process to finalize this rule change can go into effect. So we can have that, or the guy who wants to shoot shoplifters and put an ankle monitor on your cervix. Your pick. Thank you for listening to The Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media, and thanks again to our partner Built. Built is the first rewards program that hooks you up with points on your rent. Pay your rent every month through the Built Rewards app and watch the Built points roll in. You can put points towards flights, hotels, fitness classes, or towards a future rent payment. I use Built and I can vouch that it is great. You get lots of points for doing something that you would be doing anyway, and you can get airline status without actually having to fly on the airlines. So go get those points and earn them by paying rent right now when you go to joinbuilt.com/morning. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.